CP, thanks for joining us for the Silver City Report. This week, we are talking about a shooting that happened at an apartment complex in the area that left a woman dead. What can you tell us?
So there was a shooting at the Lintero Apartments on Monday, February 11th. A man by the name of Christopher Madrid allegedly shot Victoria Ramos, 30, in the head. It was unclear why. And actually that same day, a few hours later, police picked him up along the highway after a short foot pursuit. And inside the apartments where the shooting was, police found a beanie that matched a same beanie that was used in a robbery just a few days before that. And it seems like Christopher is also the suspect in that. And the woman died Saturday afternoon. And so Christopher Madrid will be charged with an open account of murder, which is a first-degree felony, and attempted robbery, a second-degree felony.
Okay, CP. Now we are moving on to talk about the Village of Santa Clara. They have moved to join the NMCAP entity. What can you share about that?
So in a meeting last week, the Village of Santa Clara approved a joint powers agreement with the New Mexico entity of the Central Arizona Project. And what this JPA is it allows the village to have a say on what the projects, on the projects that the CAP is constructing. And it also allows for the mayor of Santa Clara to be on the CAP entity board.
That actually helps us transition to another story that you have in the Silver City Daily Press and Independent with new reporter Jeffrey Plant. Jeffrey, welcome to the Silver City Report. You have been doing some reporting on three bills that may affect the Gila diversion project with the Gila River there. What can you share about that?
2019 is going to be an exciting year to watch what happens with the New Mexico CAP entity's plans to divert water from the Gila River, which is by right a certain amount of that water now belongs to New Mexico. And with the Democratic legislature and Democratic governor all having publicly, almost as a whole, publicly opposed this project, legislation is coming down that will complicate the entity's plans. HB 417, sponsored by Representative Matthew McQueen and Representative Rudy Martinez of Grant County, is basically an allocation of funding for water projects, but contains language that prohibits the use of those funds, for example, for projects derived from Gila diversion water. And the executive director of the entity, Anthony Gutierrez, actually he did admit that this allocation language would block their plans, for example, to recharge the Deming aquifer with Gila River water. HB 186, which is sponsored by Representative Thomas Salazar and Senator Peter Wirth, will change how the Interstate Streams Commission works. And it seems likely that the commission will have a more environmental protection, conservation element to it if this legislation is passed, and environmental groups really hope that this legislation will bring more transparency and more hard science to the Interstate Streams Commission, the way they function. And the last bill, SB 5, which is sponsored by Senator Peter Wirth and actually passed on February 7th of this year, would change the way that Interstate Stream Commission membership is appointed. Prior to this bill, the governor appointed the eight positions, and with this bill being passed, Four of those positions will now be appointed by the legislature. And this will change the political makeup of the Interstate Stream Commission somewhat and probably affect the CAP entity and their plans for diverting Gila River water this year.
Okay, Jeffrey, thanks for updating us with that. Such an important issue for a lot of folks there in the area. And welcome again to the Silver City Report, and we look forward to talking with you all next week.
Thank you.